Where does Josh Hawley do all his shopping?
Where does Josh Hawley do all his shopping?
The flea market.
Yeah. You know, I saw some guy post that Josh Hawley did a 7.240. Like, he put a sports angle to it. And then he started explaining, but, you know, maybe, you know, we don't know what part of the, you know, of the dash he was, and that, you know, maybe it was a slippery, you know, floor, and he's not on cleats and the, you know, AstroTurf and all that stuff. But it was pretty funny.
Pretty good breakdown. Yeah. Well, speaking on the same trend,
yeah.
Biff, why did the turtle cross the street?
Why did the turtle cross the street?
I don't know. I'll ask him when he gets there.
Because he's Joe, where is Joe? Why doesn't Joe just start these shows for me?
I heard some bad jokes and I got here as fast as I can. Did I make it in time? I ought to warn you guys, I'm from the future. This podcast sucks.
Like this absolute episode?
Yes.
Or overall?
We have to stop it now.
Well, good night, everybody. Don't forget.
Yes. Oh, time travel is fucking hard, man. Whew.
Oh my!
It was
God.
Just like a minute ago. I was just like a minute in the future. So, oof.
With that said, hello, everybody. Welcome to Carnival Personnel. I'm Jacques.
This is Biff.
And as you've been introduced to me, is that a word sentence?
I think so.
Joe. Yeah, I'm Joe. Much good just English. Talk, you fucking moron. No, why do they sound like Jeff Garlin?
You're like worried about grammar when Jock's on this podcast?
I'm trying to elevate this podcast to something more erudite. Something more, look up that word, Jock.
Erudite power. No.
And then you put the black power fist. At least
boy.
See Kyle if you're going to do that.
Oh, hey, how long are we our first Hitler reference?
No, we're 2 minutes. That's our first Hitler.
Our first Hitler innuendo, maybe?
Yes, right. It was more of a Hitler inference.
There you go. Influence?
I'm a major Hitler influencer. He'd be a great influencer.
Oh, gee, he'd Hitler. Be blowing it up on Twitter.
Yes.
Really?
One thing about Hitler, though, I'll give him credit, right? Because if you look at the World War II villains, right?
Wait, can we just clip that?
About...
I'm going to give Hitler credit.
No,
that's all we need.
No, because,
out of context.
We're talking about, you know, Hitler. We're talking about, like, Mussolini.
Talk about.
And we're talking about Hirohito, right?
Yeah.
And I would have expected that the Hirohito would be the asshole in that group, right? But, like, to be, like, you know, a full-on white dude and still come out as the villain among those three?
Right. Yeah, no, good point.
You know what?
Right?
We saw a cartoon not too long ago that featured all three of those gentlemen.
Joe has a friend who's a curator of all things animation. And he put together his own box set years ago. Is it 11 band videos?
Well, that's called a censored 11, but yeah, he also put together other non-censored 11, basically a chronological, basically all theatrical cartoons released since like the 20s up to like modern time.
And I'm telling you, some of these are so horrific. Even I had trouble watching them. I mean, your people don't come out very well in a lot of these, Biff. Of course,
really?
I'm talking Canadians.
Yes, yeah. That's the old zag that you did there, right there.
Woo.
Right, but the cartoon you're referring to was a Donald Duck cartoon that I showed him called, I just blanked on the name. It's like it's called Der Führer's Face, and it's based on like a novelty song that I guess it's basically like, you know, we say Heil to Hitler's face, but it's really like giving him the finger kind of thing. And it's all about Donald Duck waking up in this world, like, you know, I guess Germany, like Nazi Germany, where everything was a swastika. And he had to...
Everything, the clouds going by.
Right, and he had to, like, saw off a piece of wood that looked like bread to eat for breakfast. And then he had to, you know, be drudged over to the munitions factory where he screwed on, you know, bullet tips or missile tips, you know, like that was his whole... job, and he had to like see Kyle like, you know, once every second, and it was a very grotesque thing. But to bring it back to what you referenced, there is this like band, this marching band of Hitler, Mussolini, and Hirohito. Or no, it wasn't Hitler. It was like Goering or something like that.
It's so...
And it's not yet. It is not flattering to any of those nationalities.
Hard to believe.
Right.
You know what's kind of funny, though? Like, Hirohito lived until what? Close to 1990 or so, I want to say.
Oh, wow. Right? I never knew when Hirohito died.
Well, he was actually kind of... So, like, people my generation know him as this goofy dude. I mean, he's kind of a goofy dude. He kind of walks around the lawn, you know, looking for bugs. You know, all these weird, you know, whatever stuff, right? I mean... Because the other two dudes like died during the like.
Oh
you know,
yeah, whatever happened to Mussolini?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, whatever.
Well, we saw Inglorious Bastards. We saw how Hitler met his fate in that movie theater. Oops, spoilers.
Killing Nazis is my business, and business is good.
You're right. What's your big beef with the Nazis?
He was just this goofy old man. Like, wow. That's like I know him as this goofy old man.
Do we think we're like maybe 40 years from now when Donald Trump is like 110 or 20, he'll be walking around collecting bugs. It will be like, oh, that goofy old Trump. Remember when he destroyed America? Well, we rebuilt it. Now, thanks to.
He's destroying Western civilization.
Yeah, well, you know.
Credit.
Fuel on the fire. I think it was already burning and he just like pissed gasoline on it.
So with all that happiness, let's get into it. So I binged watched a series, I can't remember if it's 6 or 8 part series, about my old neighbor from Playa del Rey the other day, Marina del Rey.
Nice.
Called The Pistols. On Hulu. Have either one of you guys seen it? It's really,
no.
It's really good. And it was based on, Stephen Jones, Jonesy's Juice Box, wrote an autobiography a couple years ago that they turned it and he helped with it. So it's not like all hearsay. It's kind of first person. He admits like, him and Chrissy Hynde did have a relationship. They played it up a little more, but it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Don't like Johnny Lydon. No interest. Sorry.
I don't know who any of you guys are talking about because I'm young, man. I'm down with the hip kids.
Sex Pistols.
Oh, yes.
You might have heard of them.
I heard of them.
But Johnny Rotten, Johnny Lydon was my neighbor.
Yeah.
Marina Del Rey.
He
was a douchebag. But it was
and
a great
still
watch.
Is, and
it
still is.
To this day.
He's collecting bugs.
So since our last podcast. On our last podcast, we hadn't done one in a few weeks, and I talked about my road trip to Chicago with my boys, stopping off at Niagara Falls, all that fun thing.
Where?
Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn, step by step. Anyways, thank you. So since that trip and that podcast, management went on her third European trip to see Duran Duran, this time to London Town.
I don't think the Griswolds have been to Europe as much as you.
She couldn't get left. But she had a great time. Absolutely loves London. If we could move to London, it wouldn't be a hesitation. You know, if she could move to London, it wouldn't be a hesitation. She'd come visit us. A funny fact, they don't need nannies over there.
Wait a minute. Not ever since Nanny 911, they don't need nannies anymore?
Nah, go figure.
Yeah.
But she came back with this awesome, like, pirate-ish, like, vampire jacket, European candy, and what else did she come back with? Oh, COVID.
Mm.
Came back with COVID.
The European strain.
Mm.
Magnifique.
And so she
you know, you got to get that European strain to kind of mix it up over here because, you know, just all that cross-pollination is going to be really great for a country.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You know, and she was. She, you know, it's one of those things where she tested the day going to the airport, but some like probably literally on the flight or whatever, or sitting in Heathrow for like 12 hours. But so she walked in, wasn't feeling good, you know, went to the in-law apartment, tested, was negative. And about 2 hours later, the boys and I were in a car headed on another unexpected road trip. This time we hit the Six Flags in New Jersey. I think I sent Biff the picture. We stop at a rest stop like 4 or 5 hours into the trip at the Jon Bon Jovi rest stop.
Yes.
I was running out of gas as we got there.
One thing I didn't ask, is there a Bruce Springsteen rest stop?
Funny you should ask.
There should be, right? If there's a Bon Jovi.
All the rest stops on this highway were named after people. And I guarantee there's got to be. Because Joe
I'm going to Google it right now.
There's got to be a John Stewart. I wonder if John Stewart has
I would make a trip to the John Stewart. But Joe and I have visited the Vince Lombardi
That's a must. It's literally a must stop because like you have to go to the bathroom at that point.
Yes, thank you. And so
So you know what? It turns out Springsteen declined to have his have a rest stop named in his honor.
I mean, Howard Stern made a big deal about having a rest stop named after him because he got Christy McGovern Christy Todd Whitman elected. Oh. Well, I didn't get him or get her. You know, he supported her and she got elected. And in her promise, she, like one of her campaign promises was to award a rest stop to Howard Stern, named after Howard Stern. And so they kind of reluctantly did it. Like it was like a dollar store sign that was like Howard Stern's restaurant. And apparently it was like a hookup for truckers. You know, it was like one of
fun
those.
Fun fact. Fun fact about that rest stop. Yeah. In every other one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That one made it stand out among all the other rest stops. I feel like that's like a Norm McDonald setup.
The glory hole there.
Yes.
So much better.
Yes. Much wider, you know, for the huskier gentleman.
You have so many details on this, Joe.
No, from my personal experience.
Doing
No. It's from going to the rest stop and getting blown by dudes.
Oh, see, so you're not gay because they're blowing you.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
See, you get me.
You know, I'm not gay.
My you make it sound like that's a bad thing,
what a
Doc.
Queen. What a queen. Sorry. We regressed about 12 years. What are we, an episode of Friends? Anyways, so that was my highlights. You know, somehow the road trip, you know, segued into that. But we did. We went to the Six Flags and New Jersey. Then we went to Baltimore. Saw my pseudo brother, my friend Ross, friend of the podcast, who's been on before. He wishes both of you all the best.
Why? Because he knows that we're gonna die in a global fiery death.
He was on his way. We just were lucky enough because a couple days after we got there, he was going to Geneva for one of these big conferences, and he's like, "Yeah, like the day that I saw him was the day after Joe Manchin decided, yeah." I'm in one of the 10 poorest states. We could really use some money. Yeah, I make all my money on coal. Fuck the environment. Like, single-handedly.
I can single-handedly destroy the environment and make a little money on the side.
And so now the representative for the U.S. from the University of Maryland going over to this big conference has to go over and say, yes, sorry, we're really bad. And
because of this one guy.
We're getting worse.
Who's not the president. This one guy.
Are you sure? Who has more power?
I mean, if you're saying who would win in an arm wrestling match, I'd probably say Joe Manchin.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't
no,
think you
I, think, I
think
you finger think, guns
are Oh, you think finger guns no, McGee?
No,
COVID.
Bam!
Yeah. Well, not with the COVID.
Dude, he could fight through anything.
That's true. He'll show that COVID what for.
But it was, we had another unexpected road trip, and now just got home from that one, and on Thursday, I will be flying to see that beautiful face right there.
At a very reasonable rate, I saw.
Yes.
Very reasonable. Oh. And you know what? If you book early, you're sure to get a very good rate and not have an unexpected raise in that rate while you're waiting for your ticket to be quasi-confirmed.
It's like life is nothing but a bad series of SNL skits and Onion articles. What Joe's referring to, and because Biff and Joe are on the thread with the hockey guys, I'm booking the ticket. I get a good price. I'm filling out the name, put in the credit card information. I hit enter, and this from the time I got to the car, put all the stuff in. It's like, oh, here's the price. Put in the credit card. Put in the address. Put in this. Press submit. And it went up $400, like inside of a minute or 2 minutes.
And when I saw the screenshot, I liked the little bubble that popped up that told you about the price hike. It started with the sentence, like it's done this before. It's like, we hate when this happens. Like, oh, this is the part of the job I hate. Oh. Raising prices. Oh, no.
Like the state trooper who has to go tell the widow he just scraped your young husband off the side of the road.
I did like the part where they say, you know what? We're going to waive our service fee because of the inconvenience. I made that part up. Yeah. Because that didn't happen. Because
I'm like, wait a minute, that did that? No. So life sucks. There was another, about an hour later, I get the wherewithal to start all over again. You know, you don't lose a fight because you got knocked down.
You get up again.
There you go. You lose if you don't get up. So I got up. I got back in there.
You take a whiskey drink. You drink a lager drink.
Oh,
shut up, Joe.
No, because now I can't talk because I'm trying to talk over the song. Now, so if I start talking really loud, it's because I have to talk over the music playing in my head. No one else hears.
And it only plays really loud because that's what they play in a bar all the time at full volume.
Has that ever been played out of a bar?
No.
Never. Not once. A sporting event.
Well, once at my kid, like once at a kid's pageant. For some reason, they had to. I don't know. They'll get into it.
So I, same thing. Book the flight. Yeah, it's a couple $100 more. Do this. Hit submit. Flight sold out. Like, in that, like, 5-minute window from restarting the thing, putting in the boys' information of mine. And I was going back and forth. Do I drive? Do I this? And at that point, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Just hitchhike.
I'm just going to, you know, Josh Hawley and like just, fucking
run. Wear a nice sundress and stick out a leg. Put your thumb out there.
Oh, if it was only the 70s and I had the legs to pull that off.
You do. Don't show you so short.
All right. So we're going
to
get
if it was the 70s and you had the legs to pull it off because you're looking for child molesters?
I think I would have been a child. Yeah. I would have been. Yes. Why would I
you
be looking?
Freak. Oh, right. You are an absolute freak.
Well, you know, he learned.
Mighty. Hey, let it all hang out. I'm a freak.
He was going to earn his way to the.
Go ahead.
To the what?
I don't know. He's going
to
earn
to
his
the
way.
What?
He was going to earn his way across country one quarter at a time.
Oh, my God.
Now, SNL sketch about.
84?
It was like 83. It was like the Eddie Murphy years. Like maybe Tim Kazurinsky years.
It was a Tim Kazurinsky skit.
Yeah, and it was just like a documentary on like kids hooked on the arcade. And it's like poor Judy has to play her. You know, she earns her money from Ms. Pac-Man one quarter at a time.
Oh, and it was more insinuous than that. Like
it was the darkest thing.
She made $18.25 last week.
One quarter at a time. And it was like the darkest thing I'd ever heard on a sketch.
Then there was an old joke. It's like, girl comes home. She, you know, had like $50.25. And her father said, who gave you 25 cents? Everyone.
Ah, see, they're all quarters.
See what I'm saying?
Hi-yo.
So let's move on to some really good stuff. Joe, tell us about the hockey culture. Biff, sorry. Tell us about the hockey culture.
I want to talk about the hockey culture.
In Canada.
In Canada?
Yeah.
That's my echo. Right in my alley.
It turns out that they're kind of rapey. So, like, yeah. And
yikes.
So, this was, I guess, what, 4 years ago? There was a Team Canada, the IIHF Team Canada event that occurred in London, Ontario in 2018. And essentially, this woman who basically kind of hooked up with one of the players apparently was, he basically kind of forced her to have sex with, like, you know, I think maybe 8 players altogether against her will. And, you know, she was alone and she was intoxicated and there were 8, you know, grown men, you know, good enough to win the IIHF gold. And so, yeah, so... And now, and as part of it, like she sued. They just settled, and the repercussion from this has been like, the Hockey Canada is funded by, you know, all the big corporate, you know, the, you know, names, right? The, you know, the whatever, the Rogers or whatever, all these whatever, and like
big maple bunch syrup. Of them,
yeah, I mean they've all kind of pulled out from their sponsorship. The federal government pulled their sponsorship, and now they're now saying that they will no longer pay out these settlements out of these funding in the future. It's like, I'm like asking, so like how many times have you done this, you know, that you'll no longer do it in the future, right? It's like, so yeah. And it turns out that, so on the tail of this, it turns out that in 2003 there was a similar incident in which now I guess they're kind of pursuing criminal, you know, charges or whatever. And so we're talking about 2003. That's like one of the, you know, that's you know, a pretty, I think that's a pretty a prominent, you know, class among, I mean, most of those players are now retired, obviously, right? It's 18 years ago. So, you know, by now they're like
in their 2003 class is one of the most,
yeah,
famed draft classes in the history of hockey. So,
So,
well, that's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we talk about Hitler again? Let's bring the room up a bit.
Oh, no.
You know what Hitler never did?
What?
Rape a woman in a hockey league.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Or so the Germans would have.
You know what? You know what? He probably never raped any woman in London, Ontario.
That's probably true.
I don't like saying the word rape anymore. No. That's kind of a gross thing to say. Can you edit that out?
Yeah,
I'll give you some work to do. Hey, he's never editing anything.
I'm not. I'll think about it. I'll put notes on the sheet and everything.
Yeah.
You know, the sheets that Biff hates that I print out. Because I do write notes and make, if I wasn't a lazy piece of shit, I might
do something.
I might put this.
Right. So the F word.
You don't need to print the internet.
I am. I am that guy from the progressive thing. All right.
Geico.
Does everybody have their airplane tickets? Print the tickets. Off to a bad start.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. You know, don't turn into. Yeah.
So let's get into some fun stuff. Who watched the January 6th hearing on Thursday?
Not me.
Nope.
I was not going to. I had plans on. Yeah, in the morning I'll get the news briefs. I'll hear. But management, hasn't been around for many of these, wanted to, and she was just engaged. And I will say it was time well spent, like anything else. It's like, I don't think we heard anything too new, but you know, the highlight was when they had the which we already made fun of, like the Josh Hawley thing. Who went through that footage?
Oh God,
the hundreds of hours of footage. Because it's a 2-second clip from one angle. How many hours of footage did they have to scroll through?
That's like the Brian Regan bit about fishing. It's like, you know, going through the fishing footage. Who goes through the fishing footage going, no. Oh, right there. You baited the hook.
And the other thing is, how many false alarms did they have? That's it. That's Josh Hawley. No, that's another white guy. They all look the same.
Right. Well, like it's like,
but you know what? Like if you think about the stuff that they used to do on the Daily Show when Jon Stewart was doing it, like how many hours of footage of all the different stuff did they have to go through to do a lot of that? So somebody actually did it for something for a reason other than comedy.
Well,
maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe it is for comedy too. But
yeah, and all that, like all this. I mean, this is like not like known footage. Like all this sort of footage is privatized, so it's private. So like only a select handful of people have access to this raw footage. So it's not like even in the Daily Show, like all of that stuff was like public record. So at least they had like a database to call from. This is like literally like maybe one or two people
that like
going through hundreds of hours.
They had and it was interesting because, and I don't know the process to get this. I take it that you guys have seen the outtakes. I mean, there's I put on
blooper
Twitter,
reel.
There's a blooper reel.
Are there the deleted scenes?
Like on one of them, like I saw it on Patton Oswalt's feed. And I'm like, yes or no, this is better than the bloopers on Cannonball Run. Because I think that's where the bloopers reel started, at the end of Cannonball Run. But there's two blooper reels. When the piece of shit Donnie Four Scoops was doing the afternoon in the Rose Garden, when he's like, it's time to go home.
All the takes.
They had all the outtakes from that where he kept like...
Well, that was like an hour-long thing.
He didn't want to say anything negative about these people or the events. And then the next day, people finally got through to him and said, you have to denounce this. And so it's a whole outtake of him. You know, the election was over. It's certified. I don't want to say it's over. I'm just going to say it's over.
Yeah.
Then he couldn't say the word yesterday.
I didn't see that.
I have a speech impediment. There are certain words I cannot say. My mouth can't form certain words. It's not, my brain isn't big enough to access the word, but there are certain words I just can't say, and I stumble upon them now and then. And all the people out there who are like, oh, Joe DiMaggio has, Joe Biden has to mention stuff. It's like, he had a lifelong stuttering thing. And yeah, he's almost 80. But when you see Donnie Five Scoops going through this and he
that ice cream pile is getting higher and higher.
Like that, I was seeing him pick that up. But it's funny, except for the fact that
he was the president of the United States.
So one of the things I put on the rundown, I don't know if you guys have how much you have followed this, but last week they talked to not his lawyer, but the White House lawyer, who was essentially his lawyer, but the guy's position is to be the lawyer for the White House. And he got a phone call. Somebody, some low-level assistant, shepherded in. They weren't calling it the clown car, but they had a name for this group, and it was six people. It was the guy from Overstock.com. It was Rudy Giuliani. It was it was the release of Kraken woman. It was the
My Pillow guy.
Well, yeah.
And when Stepolone got there, the White House lawyer, and he's like, the fuck is going on? Who are you? And it's the Overstock.com guy who had to introduce himself. He knew the other wing nuts in there. I bring up that particular meeting. Oh, Rudy. Rudy was in the room as well.
Rudy.
And Mike Flynn. Now, Mike Flynn, don't forget, actually got fined.
Mike the fifth Flynn
got fined. And actually, one of the things he had to get pardoned for, he was an agent of Russia. And I'm not saying, oh, the Russian collusion thing. He was taking speaking money. He was being flown over there on private jets, him and his son, to do speaking engagement, and was paid for by Russian TV, whatever their state-run TV is. Thank you. I mean, he was going there.
So was Larry King, by the way. I mean, you know.
No, but yeah. Larry King wasn't the head of our military.
Yep.
You know, so yeah. Mike Flynn. Rudy Giuliani, who also has been sanctioned for undisclosed Russian ties and taking money, and again doing speaking engagements, which is not the end of the world, but you know when you hide it and you're acting as an agent for that country, the Overstock.com.
Wait! Let me interrupt right here because I want to talk about Biden's Ukraine laptop.
But no. Here's the thing. The Overstock.com guy, his girlfriend was Maria Butina.
Maria Butina, yeah.
The Russian spy, yes, yeah. Who was also at one point like shacking up with the second highest person under Wayne LaPierre, like the NRA and stuff that. But so there were six people in the room, three of them with hardcore ties to Russia, and the only ones not hardcore tied to Russia was the My Pillow guy, the woman. What is her name? Who? She was the her and Rudy were the ones doing all the 60 losses in the court case and lost her law license.
Sydney Powell.
Release the Kraken. Those were the only ones not tied to Russia, but. Three of the six people in that room in just the last couple of years before that. So when you talk about the Russian hoax.
I think Giuliani kind of had like not a full tie to Russia, but I think it was kind of a, you know, he had a passing with the Russia, I think.
But that's the whole fucked up thing. It's like they were able to get in and have this meeting with him and put this whole plan. They're the ones on that day who put this whole plan together. And that's where, you know, it's like I remember at the time. The New York Times had a photo the next day or the day after the My Pillow guy walking in there with his notebook, and they blew up the page that said like something like five different plants, and one of them was declare martial law and seize the voting. No, literally, and yeah. Then now it comes out that he had to be told by William Barr, no, you're not declaring martial law and seizing the state's voting machine. Anyways. So that I think that was a highlight. You know, Liz Cheney is, of course, getting applauded. She's doing a great job. But at the same time, the day before the last Thursday's hearing, she voted against. They tried to pass a bill to make a law that you couldn't outlaw contraception.
Yeah.
She voted against the law to protect contraception.
Oh, she was.
Wait.
No, she wasn't one of. I thought she voted for it.
Did it even get to the Senate?
No, it went to the House. Why, is she a senator?
Yeah, she's a senator.
Oh, the contraception bill. Yeah. I thought that was only a House measure.
No.
Yeah, I don't think
there was a House measure, but there was something in the Senate they were trying to get through that they pointed out. No, the House measure, not one Republican voted to protect contraception. So any of those people, any of those underage girls getting, you know, banged by Gates, Matt Gaetz.
Oh, right.
Home. You know, by Matt Gaetz.
Allegedly. And girls? You're making a lot of assumptions.
So I mean, look, I think I mentioned this before. I think basically Liz Cheney, as you mentioned, is an awful person, but I don't think she's a stupid person.
No,
and I think
that's what's scary. Like her rises to power, who's evil but really smart.
Right. Like, I think bottom line though, I think that she's kind of figuring out where this is gonna end up historically. And I think that she doesn't want to be on that side of the history, I think, is what she's doing right now. I think she's actually thinking ahead to her legacy, you know, and what she's going to be in the books in the future and whatever else. And, you know, and she could be, like you look at the stuff over history and the people who we glorify and we forget about certain bad things that they do because they did these few good things, because that's the stuff that gets written in the books. I kind of feel like she's counting on that.
You mean like most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence who own slaves, like that kind of thing?
Or Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I raped my slave and... That stuff, you know, we forget about that stuff. Because my signature's on this piece of paper.
Yeah, you rape a few piece slaves. Of parchment.
I've never heard the word rape so much in a podcast in all my life. Norm MacDonald.
I know,
ghost.
It was pretty good. It was pretty
right.
good. I like it.
Do something with a nose there. He had a nasally thing. Anyways,
no one's stopping you.
Nobody stopped Trump either. And so, look what happened.
So I put on the rundown a few hours ago on the walls closing in. Steve Bannon found guilty. So, I mean, it's a little thing.
Of fashion crimes. Have you seen what he wears?
Look. Until he's actually in prison, whatever.
Yeah, right? Like we all celebrated when Bill Cosby got his, you know, sentencing, and man, he served his time until something happened where he didn't. He was found too old to be in jail.
He served some time, and
they got off on a technicality after years of getting offered roofies.
So, speaking of prison, are any of us like not shocked that Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive? Like, how is she not dead yet?
Give her time. I don't know. Maybe they just haven't, you know.
Well, you know who isn't alive? You know who is not with us anymore? Donnie Six Scoops. His first wife coincidentally dies the day before scheduled to give testimony.
And she fell, wink, down the stairs, triple wink.
Well, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein fell off the rickety stool.
He fell into a noose.
He slipped.
Do you think she had anything
to jump? Well, no. Well, the fact that you feel bad for like Vince Foster's family, who for years have been dealing with this right wing conspiracy, the Clintons killed Vince Foster bullshit. But it is Vince Foster wasn't being deposed the following day in a federal suit against her ex-husband, who she doesn't have the best relationship with.
Are you saying that maybe somebody went into Ivanka Trump's luxury penthouse apartment and put marbles on the steps so that she would accidentally?
It's like, hey, you go there. It's like there's little, you know, like, you know,
ball
bearings,
wires,
and bananas peels and marbles.
It was kind of like, you know, like what Kevin McAllister did in Home Alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody Home Alone that house.
But yeah, hey,
They found her with a tarantula on her head. Because in the movie,
the paint can came swinging down. So but you know what? It is scary what's going on here, the fall of democracy, but at least we have Japan to look to where there's no crime.
Well, listen. You know, you say what you will about the U.S. When was the last time a former president was assassinated in this country?
I don't think
A former president? No.
A former president. I think it's never, right?
Never. See? No.
So you're one up on us.
Yeah.
If somebody killed the former prime minister.
Japan ahead of the curve. Oh, you know, just looking towards the future.
That's right.
New technologies.
Not that I'm implying that anybody should kill any former president of this country. And not saying that.
What was with the MacGyver gun that was used to fucking
shoot the
guy? Oh,
my God. Is that crazy?
Oh, my. I mean, like, this thing looked like something out of, like, you know, like Soldier of Fortune Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you edit out that part where I was fumbling over?
Nope. I'm going to extend it. I'm going to put a loop.
The time code.
I
can do a raw edit on this recorder here.
But,
basically seems like they put in like, you know, tubes, you know, these metallic, you know, pipes, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of, you know, not real bullets, but maybe like, and I'm thinking maybe he had pachinko balls, maybe, I'm thinking. I'm not even joking.
You might be right, though. They are plentiful.
And he stuffed it with, like, fireworks powder, like black powder, as they call it, right? Yeah. Like, because I guess one of the experts said that, well, you know, normal gunpowder doesn't give off smoke like that. That's not how gunpowder works, apparently. So when you see that smoke coming out, he says that's an indication that it's black powder. So yeah, and part of it really is that if you saw the footage, that dude got awfully close without any kind of intervention, right? Like, he got close and nobody was even paying attention to him.
Is your Secret Service any worse than ours, though?
Do they? I mean,
it's different.
Yeah,
it's
like
different.
Yeah, like, so.
Listen.
Yeah.
Say what you will about the Secret Service in this country, those guys are freaking paying attention, right? I mean, they're paying attention.
And they'll take a bullet.
Yeah.
And they'll give it to Mike Pence.
Right. Yeah, right. Anyway. But the protective services over there, right? They just weren't paying attention.
So you sent three clips. I want to talk about all three. But the middle one, I meant to send you a. So tell us about the first clip while I send you the clip.
So in this little town, somebody is stealing the faucets from public drinking fountains. Like, they're going to the parks, and then like the faucet is gone. It's like, what?
I wish we could see.
And then there was a whole map of them all over Japan.
Yeah,
it seems like it's
a whole rash of it. Apparently, somebody is basically harvesting them for the metal. But it's like, okay.
What are they harvesting it for?
For the metal.
For the what? For
the metal.
Shut up. You mentioned that was a layup. All right, check your phone, Biff. I just sent you I took a 2-second clip. I don't know what's going on in that, but that is awesome.
And for those of you listening at home, you don't need to see this. This is just Ross.
So tell us about that news story.
So the news story is that this worker for a nonprofit group was arrested for basically child abuse, you know, assault on a child. Okay, and you're seeing the reenactment of the assault, right? Now, the premise of this guy's thing, though, is that he actually his organization allegedly fixes kids with development issues who behave poorly, right? And he basically says that he could fix these kids like in a day, right? And so this parent entrusted, you know, their child, these parents entrusted their like 15-year-old child who has this tendency for violent behavior and all that stuff, and to this guy, and basically said, hey, you know, we need your help. So the dude abducts him, ties him up, takes him back to, you know, whatever, some whatever place, puts a bag over the kid's, you know, head, and just basically starts pounding the guy. And apparently that's how you fix poor behavior in a child with developmental issues. It's like, what the hell?
Wait, when you say you put a bag over the kid's head and started pounding?
Did you see that clip?
No, I did not watch the clip.
So it's one of those great Japanese news station, like Conan makes fun of it all the time.
Yeah, those are the digital reenactments.
And you see, I couldn't tell it was a kid, but you can tell the ankles are tied, the hands are tied, they put a bag over the face and then just start punching.
Oh,
the person's face.
Well, I want to know what the pounding was. Like, what was doing pounding? Because you say pounding,
just basically punching the kid.
All right,
punching the kid. Yeah.
Right. I didn't know. You know.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
I didn't know what we were doing. You know,
if punching kids worked for behavioral issues, I would have been well behaved.
Yeah.
Child.
Right. You'd be a Rhodes scholar by now.
No.
But did it get preceded by abduction?
Yeah. See, that's where they dropped.
I think
the ball.
That's the key.
Oh, see, that's where they fucked up. See, my dad beat me, then abandoned me.
Whoops.
Sophie. See, he should have. Okay, so that's it. Should have gone the other way.
Yes.
Should have abducted me, then beat
a little cart That's before correct. The horse. Okay. In that
All right. Well, hey,
you know what? His heart was in the right place.
Enough said. Right. Yeah.
It was actually the right place was Buffalo.
My dad had one of those reversible belts. You ever see those belts? On one side was brown, and on the other side was a whip. So he. So
this is a very dark podcast.
I'm okay.
Yeah, okay. We got Hitler. We got rape. We got child abuse. What's next? On the old, what's the next item of forbids?
Self-indulgent theater. What do you got, Jody? Can you roll all that into some yucks?
I don't know what I'm doing here.
All right, so we will.
Okay.
I love how you have self-indulgent theater on there. It's still like a placeholder.
You
like
never
a
know.
Breather, you know?
All right, what was the guppy thief? What was the last news story out of that hellhole Japan?
Well, there was guppy theft. But you know what the weirdest part about this guppy theft is? That there is such a thing as like a self-service honor system guppy shop. Like this guy has a little shack where he has these guppies, and there's like this box where you put in the money, and these guys decided to steal the, you know, the guppies, but didn't take the box that had the money in it, which was, I thought was, why don't you just take the freaking, you know, money? But he didn't.
Yeah, maybe there's some honor among thieves. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. The guy was just interested in the fish, I guess.
I thought it was like a self-serve guppy store where, like, you know, you know, like when you went, like,
guppies come in. And...
No, like you put a quarter in a little machine and you turn it.
Yep.
And then, like, you know, but this one is like, it's more of like a Poland Spring dispenser, and like you pull down on it and like guppies come into a.
Yeah, they just
like
have
a coffee
guppy...
dispenser. You put a cup underneath and he's like, I'll have two.
I think you're under something.
Yeah.
Let's get on a Shark Tank.
Right. Sharks?
Yeah. Anyway, though, I mean, basically, he lost about $40 worth of sales from this dude. $40 worth in like two separate thefts. So, yeah.
Mm.
So, I'm not trying to blame the victim. Don't want a victim shame. However, you know, if your whole business model is out, I'm going to leave my product here. It's like when you put out Halloween candy and you're too lazy to answer the door, do you not assume that the first little bastard who comes by is dumping the whole thing into his, you know, in our case, it was pillowcases.
I thought you were going to say the guppies were asking for.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, the way they
what were they wearing?
The way they wag their tails.
All sexy, swimming around, showing their guppy lady parts. And all. It's one of those things. It used to be, if you don't notice what's on the bottom of the shopping cart, it's really on the store. You know, who's really the bad guy there? Oh, I forgot it was down there. Yeah. Now that it's a self-checkout thing, who's really the bad? Is this, like, you know how they have that cop show, like bait car, where they would put a car with, like, the windows down and keys in a bad neighborhood to see if somebody would steal it? Huh. Every time I go through the self-checkout thing, I'm like, this is a test.
But look, you know, like
by
you said
Jesus,
that, like, this
a Jesus test.
Sorry. You know, there are places in this country that has self-serve places like that. It's, you know, honor system places like that. It's just, you know, we don't see it in the big cities, but like I visited, you know, one of my friend's parents' house up, you know, in Upper Michigan, and we went to go get corn at the shack where it's an unmanned shack.
At the corn shack.
Yeah, that's right.
Corn shack, baby.
But basically, you get the farmer's corn, you know, direct from the farmer, and you leave the money in the little coin box. So.
Right. Well, that's a mom and pop farm.
And pop guppy shop.
You're talking about the honor system going away.
Right.
New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas anymore?
You've never been able to.
Oh, never been able
never
to?
Never been able to.
I've never even noticed that. I mean, probably because I never really...
And on the last ballot, it came up again, and it was voted down. People are like, no, we don't want to pump our own gas.
So it's more about, like, the Jersey folk not wanting to get out and have to do somebody else's fucking job.
Exactly.
Right.
Well... But is it because, like, they have labor shortages like everywhere else? Is that why it came back up?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure it is pushed by corporations trying to cut back on staffing and say big oil. And
yeah,
then, you
they
know
don't
what?
Have
good
the
for
money.
Jersey sticking to their guns.
God bless them.
You know what? They should name two rest stops after. Actually, is there a Richie Sambora rest stop? I want to know. There probably
you know,
is.
There is a Connie Chung rest stop, apparently. I actually looked it up, and there's...
Now you have my attention.
James Gandolfini.
He probably was the first one.
Yeah, right.
Now, Whitney Houston has one. No, apparently they all did it at the same time.
Oh.
It was a mass renaming.
Are you on a list now? Is there any really surprising names there? You know, any?
Right, like Doug Henning or something. I don't know. Is he from Jersey? I don't know.
Judy Blume was in there.
I went by the Judy Blume.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Did you buy some super fudge? Super fudge.
And here it is. And that wraps it up. We're not getting Joe back now that he's in fudge heaven. Wait a minute. Talking about the rest stops again. Oh!
Oh, my God.
You
may have derailed. I can't stop it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. New guy's puking in the back. All because you wanted to save a couple of extra bucks.
Get out.
Do you validate?
Is this that self-indulgent savior? Are we doing it live right now?
Well, sometimes we see we're fluent in Tommy Boy.
This is more of like stream of consciousness memory theater.
Oh goodness. Yeah, it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah, right. I know.
So you know,
none of it makes any sense.
You know, Biff, not all superheroes wear capes. Not all. And as you know,
some wear very fortunate.
Some of them wear old school Atari shirts. So we're getting ready to take this trip. And my 12-year-old, the one who maybe needs a back put over his head and punched.
Oh, my God.
Not saying I would, but I understand. Robin Williams. I know what turns Mr. Hand into Mr. Fist. But he accidentally broke a controller on these Oculus. It's a virtual reality thing.
Right.
And no place fixes the controllers. No place fixes the controllers. No place like sells controllers. You got to buy a whole new set. So I had to call around. Turns out by Joe's work. He went 15 minutes each direction to.
Certainly not one my work vehicle.
I wasn't on the clock. and picked us one up today for the trip. And then my other guy, because first world problems, the place that we're staying next week for 12 days, the back bedroom that he's commandeered, the interwebs doesn't come in there.
That's literally a line in the Weird Al song, First World Problems. I can't get Wi-Fi in the kitchen.
So Joe found the last existing Radio Shack in the country.
No, I go into the... Very esteemed, and you're probably aware of these micro centers. You have micro centers in California, no?
I don't think so.
Maybe not in LA. So but micro centers are like, it's Radio Shack on crack. It's, you know, it's the one in Massachusetts is in Cambridge, right near the heart of like MIT. So
well,
that's where like you can build your own computer and, you know, get basically anything you want for like. Computer parts or even like retro gaming or making your own arcade. They even have like a DIY arcade, like a little STEM area. You know, they have like they have a little Lego section there.
I should check it out.
I mean, it's overpriced. It's just above the EBA prices. So
you know what it sounds like when you were here. Do you remember Fry's Electronics right? Is it like that?
Yeah. It's less consumer electronics, but you can buy TVs and but there's like monitors and stuff. But it's mostly computers and electronics.
So Joe, well, Fry's died, so
yeah.
Joe picked us up. What was it? A 500-foot Ethernet cable?
Yeah, it was it was right next to the rickety stool.
I was gonna say, where's the stool?
I hate to tell you this, but you know, 500-foot Ethernet cable isn't a thing.
It wasn't 100-foot. It was a 100-foot Ethernet
cable. Because I think at like 270-foot, capacitance of the cable, you know, essentially. Impacts the transmission, so there is a limit,
right,
of of a single stretch of that cable.
The internet gets tired after 275 feet.
So
it's a series of tubes,
right? But no, I got him 100-foot cable.
And I'm sorry that I know that, but
it makes sense. But it's like 100-foot Cat 6 cable. Just a Cat 6. I wasn't gonna go crazy. I mean, it was already $70 as it was. I didn't want to break the
and
bank.
And now we just lost All Star Tommy.
Yeah, right.
We were hanging on by a thread.
Oh no,
hanging on by a thread.
Right.
And he just had to go.
Yeah.
No one blames him.
I've walked the room with my talk of Cat 6 cables.
What's happened in the world of sports? Like, let me go over my sports thing real quick. Nothing. There's no sports.
I saw a great promo video that involved Gretzky and Messi.
Oh, that was yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Followed by me sending the old Sasson commercials featuring the New York Rangers Hall of Famer Phil Esposito.
Was Ron Duguay in that?
Duguay was in it. I think Greschner was in it. And
we're talking some fabulous heads of hair. There were some fabulous heads of hair in that. But was that just a local New York thing? Is Bloomingdale's in Canada?
I think it is a local New York thing. And the only reason why I knew about it is because I think back then, I think it was called the MSG Network. I think the USA Network like used to be MSG Network way back in the day. And that was one of the cable channels that I, you know, and so like I'm in Hawaii and I get this channel, this MSG, so I could watch the Rangers hockey games. And then I'm watching the Rangers hockey games and that stuff comes on. And it's like, what the, you know? So, yeah.
And then that's when you realized it really was a heaven. What about you, Joe? You got any sports stuff going on?
No, but wasn't there an all-star game?
Yeah, I don't
know. A baseball?
Probably.
All-star?
With those guys?
Game?
For play?
Stick? Ball?
They won.
They did.
Those guys won. They beat the other guys.
They did. Probably by scoring more runs.
Oh.
You know.
That's how they do it.
You know, speaking of sports, I heard that they're like some league is, I don't know who it is. But somebody's renaming Quidditch.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Yes, to distance himself from Rowling.
Oh, God. J.K. Rowling is canceled. So what, they're renaming it to stupid fucking ass waste of time? That doesn't make any sense. Have you ever like listened or watched or have you seen the game of Quidditch being played in that movie? It's so stupid. It's like each little goal is like 10 points, right? But then if you get the Quidditch and you get it through the big hoop, you get 100 points and you automatically win. Like it doesn't...
And get blown by the wizard of your choice.
What's with you?
Wow.
Is there a glory hole in Hogwarts that I don't know about? I mean, I know about most of the glory holes in Hogwarts. Is there one that I don't know about?
That you don't know about?
Yeah. Because if there is, I feel like I've let myself down.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I have not watched any of the Harry Potters in its entirety. So don't. And I never saw the Quidditch scene. So
the third one, I do like the third movie. The third movie is very good. And yeah, I would say if you're going to watch any of them, the one, it's Alfonso Cuarón directed the third movie and it's good. It's a time travel, a little timey-wimey, nerdy thing. Okay. So, and okay. It's good.
If it comes on TBS on a rainy day and I have a broken ankle again and can't move, instead of watching Blue Bloods.
Right. And instead of watching anything else on the millions of streaming services available to you at your fingertips.
I have 9.
I think it's on HBO Max.
All right,
Harry Potter now? Let's have Warner.
And so speaking of streaming, what are you watching, Biff?
Nothing.
You got this gift of time with no hockey.
I've been busy.
Talking to your family?
Like work-wise. So I was going to start on my, so the child told me to start on The Boys. So I was hoping to start on that. I hope to re-continue the Demon Slayer season 2 that I started watching with my son. But yeah. So Demon Slayer is probably my highest priority. And then The Boys is the next one, I guess.
What about you?
Oh, have you watched the Obi-Wan?
We are one episode. So with all the traveling we've been doing, we've not been in the same room that much. And the management and I, The Boys is one of our shows. Stranger Things is one of our shows. Only Murderers, Obi-Wan. And we just caught up. We're one episode behind. We got one more episode of Obi-Wan. Love it. I hear there's rumors there's going to be a second season, and I truly, truly, truly hope there is.
So the thing about Obi-Wan is that originally it was written to be a spinoff, a solo movie. You know, it was going to be like the Obi-Wan movie, and I don't know if it was COVID or Disney wanted to get greedy or something, but they said, no, we can make this 6 episodes. So there was some stretching, and I think, you know, maybe some fans of Star Wars, the least toxic fan base of any franchise, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no. So welcoming.
Yes. So tolerant.
Oh.
Yes.
Love women.
Yes.
If there's one thing
I
know.
And women of color.
Oh, they're the best.
Yes.
No, you take a couple of those women,
right?
Have them a peck on the cheek. Oh, they love it. They're fans. I mean,
Jesus, if they talk to each other. That's
it's just
it's a breath of fresh air.
It really is. I it's such a warm place for women.
But anyway, so there were people online who thought that maybe some of the material or some of the scenes that were included as part of the Obi-Wan series were kind of fillery, you know, maybe padded out a little couple of episodes. So a fan took it upon himself to take all six episodes and just trim the fat and make a 2.5-hour movie and post it online, which I watched after I finished watching. I had 100%ed Obi-Wan. I saw the whole thing.
Right.
So I watched the movie and it was fine. You know, it was a little, it was a little choppy because they could only do with the source material what they can. But, you know, there were scenes that were cut out that were like, yeah, I could see why they didn't really need to include that or that. But I went into it remembering what they cut out so I can, in my mind, fill in the blanks. So I'm wondering, like, how maybe I'll send you a link after you 100% it and see what you think of the Obi-Wan. If it's still up, like, I don't know if
how quickly.
Joe and I have a friend. I'll tell you who it is after if you can't figure it out. College girlfriend whose father towards the end of his life fancied himself a singer. This is when like home karaoke machines, and he used to make his friends come over to host dinner parties in which he would serenade people with Frank Sinatra songs.
Oh, you good were friends Lord.
With that he unironically rewrote.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that you were friends with Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. But he would. He would honestly spend days in his office, laboring over how to make Frank Sinatra songs.
So, like, Paul Anka didn't get My Way right the
first
time.
Gosh, no. Oh, way off. You weren't even close. There's numbers and stuff. So when somebody thinks, oh, you know what? John Favreau, you know, all these other people.
Was it Dave Filoni?
Dave Filoni. What have you done?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Right. What have you done lately?
And little David Spade. And he would know you from.
Right.
And he would.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so no, but when you mentioned the boys, so the boys, because management ended up getting sick. After a few days, she was asymptomatic. She was better, but she would still sit on one side of the living room with a mask on. I would sit on the other side, and we caught up. We finally watched The Boys season three. I highly recommend season one. Season two, we almost jumped off the train because it got hard to watch for certain reasons. I told her, as the credits were rolling for season three, she can give me the recap of season four. I can't do it. I mean, you know, there's certain shows that I used to love that I just couldn't watch anymore. You know, The Office being one of them. There was one particular episode of The Office that gave me too much anxiety. And she at the time thought I was joking when I said, no, I'm out. And she's like, no, you know, it's going to be some. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm done. And I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm not any spoilers, but not for me. No, and I like me some superheroes. I like me some bad guys who sometimes win. You know, some of my favorite Batman comic arcs. There's one Batman comic arc I was actually looking for a couple of years ago. It's somewhere here to give to Joe's oldest son who really likes the Riddler, where it's a 5-book series where Batman catches a bad guy at the end, everybody feels good, and then the next day he realizes, oh fuck. No. Yeah, I got this guy, but the real fish was the Riddler who's really pulling the strings, who is on an island somewhere with a couple of henchmen laughing at Batman. Because he did. I mean, it was one of those things. It's like you didn't figure out that the good guy didn't win until later. And it's like, oh, okay. So I like that. But we also watch Stranger Things. I don't know if you guys have watched Stranger Things.
I haven't watched
Yeah, Volume 2. I've been meaning to. I mean, I hear it's kind of like one of those nostalgia-wise down our...
Have you not seen any Stranger Things?
No.
It's great. Like the first couple seasons.
I've seen the girl from the Stranger Things in the second Godzilla movie.
Yes.
Yes. She's great. I mean, it's.
That's the extent of it.
It's funny because this show is now 7 years old.
Right.
And they're on season four. They just wrapped season four. And it's just funny to see some of these kids.
Yeah. I think Millie Bobby Brown is a mother now. Like, it's like how old is she in reality?
You know, and it is. It's one of those things where they pat her down so much, and then there's a scene at the end. It's like, oh, she has hit puberty. And it's like, yes. But they're trying to make her...
Yeah, younger.
10th grade, and she's now 22, right. 23. A couple of the people look exactly like they did 7 years ago.
Come on. We're the generation that grew up with 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, no, that's true. Right. That's true. I mean, it's like, but it is. It's good. But we caught up on that. But, dude, there's just so much great TV. Like, the wife and I took a step back the other day, and I'm like, okay, get out your phone. Go to the notes section. Let's go streaming service by streaming service and just scroll through like our watch list and just prioritize, because we don't get to watch as much TV as we like. And there's, and I, like I've said before, if I came to her and said, it's like this, I had an affair. I didn't mean for it to happen, but it happened. She'd be upset. But if she came home from her London trip, it's like, look, there was nothing else on. I watched only Murderers in a Building. It'd be over.
Yeah.
I'd be living in Joe's basement. I'd be in the Lucium, which, hey, I'm kind of gunning for anyways. but she would assume I had an affair, you know, then Netflix cheat on her. But yeah, there is just so much.
It's like
stuff.
That. It's like those videos that they have where like the guy comes home and she goes, "Where were you?" So, nowhere. No, where were you? I was having sex with somebody. No, where were you? You were playing Pokemon Go again, weren't you? Like,
it's very, right? It's very much like that.
Ben, no, I was having sex with another woman. Right?
Biff, do you got any parenting tips?
I got nothing.
What are you, Joe?
I got nothing.
What about you, Joe? Can you text your wife and ask if she's got any parenting tips?
I got no. I mean, I sometimes forget I have kids, and man, is it sweet. Man, is it's like I had this wonderful dream where I died.
That's so fucked up. Talking to your kids.
Stop it.
I, you know, my parenting tip is, you know, don't let your parents go into a swimming pool.
Yes,
with a dog.
Oh, was that not? Glory. I mean, I know you didn't see her fall in, but the whole...
I mean, when I saw it happening, in my head, I was hearing the song, "We got laughs from coast to coast, gonna make you smile."
Didn't my mom even say, my mom yells to my dad, "You should have had the phone ready. We could have made money on America's videos."
Yeah.
This is why you need a security camera.
Oh, it was great. No, my parenting tip is, you know what? You got to teach them that it's nice to have plans, but sometimes, you know, you just got to say, what the fuck? Yep. And when management came home, when Typhoon Mary came back from London with the Black Plague, I said, you know what?
She came back with London COVID. Thank you.
Oh, you know, it's like, you know what? It's time to go. Yeah. You just got to be ready to say, hey. And then you make the best of it. It's like the worst thing happened is they had to go to a couple theme parks and spend time with me and eat so much junk. I kind of at one point, when they're eating all this junk food on the road trip, I'm like, double down. See how much junk food you can get in them. See if they actually get to the point where they're like, I want some fruits and vegetables. I have no protein.
I need fiber.
Yeah.
Need fiber.
Oh, I think there's some fiber in this Twix bar. Oh, it's a left Twix. The left Twix has all the fiber.
The right ones give you cancer.
All right. I'm going to let you chuckle clowns finish this.
Yeah, Biff. End the podcast right for once.
What? Well, you know, I've had some great, all kinds of great advices in my life, but, you know, no greater one. The greatest advice I've ever heard really came from Joe. So, Joe, why don't you tell us about that advice that you gave me that one time?
I was going to say that whatever you said sucked and then just come up with my own ending to it. So you kind of undermined that. So, all right. You know, that good advice that I once gave Biff about ending a podcast is, what is it? It's to, you know, be succinct. Get to the point. when you, you know, when you tell one of your little stories, try to have a point. It makes it so much more enjoyable for the listener. You know, like a chatty Cathy doll that keeps, you know, yanking the cord. Yeah. So, you know, what other movies can I quote to end this podcast? Who knows? Anybody have any requests? Any requests from the audience? Movies? Any movies? Movies from Fletch. 1985. What? No. Movies I've heard of before. New movies.
Fletch.
Oh, Fletch. Yeah. You know, it's all about ball bearings nowadays, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, there we go.
I don't know why, but all I can think of is Buckaroo Banzai.
I've never seen it. It's got Jeff Goldblum in it, right? Does it have Jeff Goldblum? Or am I misremembering?
It's whatchamacallit. It's Lithgow.
John Lithgow, yeah.
Wait, Goldblum might be in it, though.
Yeah, I thought he was.
I think Goldblum is one of the Hong Kong whatever band guys. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in that. And I remember, you know, he was the. Yes. Maybe I'll. You know what? I'm going to end the podcast as a Jeff Goldblum. I'm going to do my job. I'm channeling. Yes, I can feel Jeff entering me, and in a non-sexual way, I feel him penetrating me in every aura. His aura is surrounding me. Yes, my boy. Listen. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's the sound of a podcast ending. That's right. That's it. And Biff, Jacques, Conan. Don't forget.
Good Lord.
don't forget.
She's a truly lovely girl. Desperate yearning keeps the fucker turning. So she's all pissed off at the world. He's all pissed off at her. His something that he did. Now he's all there.